Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, December 10th, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you haven't already, to acquire for your team helmets, body armor, and gas masks. Helmets, body armor, and gas masks. Pretty boring stuff. Not the kind of thing I want to own, but I feel that I need to own it. I was on standby during the Ferguson riots here in St. Louis, and of course I had my body armor, helmet, and gas mask. Of course I did. And you need it ahead of time. The time to do that is now while you can. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is our regular Monday morning guest. And it is Firearms Monday. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, I want to thank you for forwarding that article on Cloward Piven. It's been a while since I read something that detailed about it. It's good to be refreshed. And when we redo my website, it's going to be posted so that everybody can read it. Very well done. Thank you for getting it to me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I came across that one, and I thought, man, that says it better than I've ever seen it put before.
It's well done. Yeah, let's talk about that for a few minutes, because it is Firearms Monday on one hand. On the other, this topic affects all of us in many ways, some obvious, some not so obvious. But I'll give a brief Reader Digest version here. Two individuals in 1966, their last names were Cloward and Piven, a man and a woman, Mr. Cloward and Ms. Piven, P-I-V-E-N. They wrote an article published in The Nation magazine, I believe it was, advocating that in order to bring about the destruction of this country, that everybody who was even remotely eligible for all the many welfare-related benefits sign up for them and then move on to organizing themselves and demanding ever more benefits. in order to bring about the destruction of our country, which they did have success in New York City and New York State of bankrupting the city and the state, didn't they, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir.
They did, and that's where that came about. It was by design. This was not just some spontaneous event of people acting on their own accord. It was a orchestrated event, a planned event, and right now, the current manifestation of that is Medicare for all. That's the current manifestation of that, which,
exactly.
Of course,
and if- it,
yes, and they intend to carry out their plan. And when the Democrats gain control of the House of Representatives in just not quite 4 weeks, that will be at the top of their agenda, will be Medicare for all, won't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. And if you go back to the original title of the original article of May 2nd, 1966, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you how things have not changed, how they stay the same, the title of that article, now tell me if you haven't heard this lately, The Way to the Poor, A Strategy to End Poverty.
How about
that? That is the exact title of the 1966 article, ladies and gentlemen. So each accomplishment they make isn't enough. It's just like Palestine and Israel. Israel says, we'll give you the land. We'll do this. Well, no. You're not giving us your blood, so we don't want the land. We'll keep fighting. It is the exact same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, maybe starting off a little bit off topic for Firearms Monday, but my tip of the day, John, is even more off topic. And you know what that is?
I don't know yet. Tell me.
All right. You're an outdoorsman. Tim's an outdoorsman. A lot of our listeners are outdoorsmen. What is the one thing that when it gets cold, you seem to be miserable the rest of the day? Your feet.
Yep.
Now, this is an old trick, and this goes back to my mom when I was a kid and complained about my feet being cold. Ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to laugh. If you want to keep your feet warm in the wintertime, go down to your local grocery store if you don't already have it and buy a container of cayenne pepper. And don't put it in your shoes. Sprinkle it in your socks and then put your socks on. And cayenne pepper has got an item in it known as capsaicin. And anybody that has studied alternative medicine or at least has a doctor that's open with them, if they have heart trouble or a history of heart trouble, they'll tell them to up their capsaicin in their diet, either with pill form or capsule or in diet. Well, a lot of people can't handle cayenne pepper in the amounts that really does good, so they will take it in a capsule form. And what that does, ladies and gentlemen, is it helps keep your arteries and your blood vessels open. Well, if you put it in your socks and put your socks on, it does the exact same thing. It keeps the blood flow open in your feet, and that way your feet stay warmer. So whether or not you're out there on, say, deer hunt, elk hunt, maybe you're duck hunting, whatever it is, if your feet get cold in the morning before you head out, take your socks, kind of spread them open. And now my wife does it a little bit differently. She folds her socks down before putting them on so that the insides are open a little bit and then sprinkles a little bit in there. But that will help keep your feet warm, ladies and gentlemen. And if your feet stay warm, then your body stays warm. And you can buy all these little heater pads and stuff that go in your shoes, but I've found out that I can't stand walking on those things all day, John. I've got a lump in my foot.
Yeah. So, well, that's an old trick that I've been aware of for quite a while. And it does work. It's stood the test of time. It's been used by men and women for decades who know what they're doing, outdoor women and outdoor men. And it does, in fact, work. And it's very, you know, there's no battery to go bad. There's nothing complex or sophisticated about it. And I would, the combination of the cayenne pepper and merino wool socks and good quality boots, and I can't stress good quality enough. There's things you can save money on, but thinking you can go on the cheap with your foot gear is a prescription for disaster, isn't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Once your feet start developing problems of any kind, and I don't care if it's blisters or just warm spots. I had a pair of boots one time, John, that in the manufacturer of them, the seam on the inside, and I think it was of the right foot, when they sewed the boots together, somebody got carried away with locking the stitch, and there was a little bitty tiny lump in there, and it rode just on the inside of my arch.
I know exactly. Now, I know what's coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, you run your finger on it, and it doesn't feel bad. You stand on it for 12, 14 hours a day, and it becomes an irritant. And it didn't develop a blister. It developed a small callus. And that callus, because of rubbing on that seam, John, I like never got rid of that thing. Every other pair of shoes that I put on after that, because I had a callus there, I had the same pressure, which caused the same discomfort. And ladies and gentlemen, at the first sign of that, you need to fix it. And a friend of mine showed me the fix for it, John, and it was so simple, I felt embarrassed. But an old first-class petty officer showed me this, and he took my boot, stripped all the strings and everything out of it, found that little seam on the boot, took a Bic lighter, heated up that little area right there, because it's a synthetic thread that they used, heated it up with a Bic lighter and everything, and took a screwdriver and pressed it back into it, bye-bye lump, and then the healing started. And it took years, ladies and gentlemen, to get rid of that callus. It was just one of those things. So take care of your feet, ladies and gentlemen. Now, back to last week, John. I made a horrendous mistake for an hour and a half on this show. And we were talking about the National Reciprocity Bill. That is, we've only got a few days left to get this done. In fact, we've got like 14 or 4 days to press. We got to the end of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot find my notepad that had my notes on it for that had all the phone numbers. But the two people that you need to contact on this is Senator Grassley and McConnell. And the number to get to them is 202-224-3121. All through that show, because one page, and I found the page that was missing, John, it had actually, the printer had spit it out, and it had slid across the end of the deal and fallen down behind the little stand where my printer is, or underneath it, actually, not behind. And for an hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen, I referred to H.R. 4114, which is a bill to take everything you've got away, instead of H.R. 38. And the bill that we need to press, and we need to call every day, call two or three times a day. Last Wednesday, I upped my ante on it and called. Every time I stopped to eat, I made a call to Congress on it. So some days I was with my diet right now and the cancer, they tell me eat whenever I'm hungry. Well, sometimes I don't get hungry, so I just eat anyway. And I've been calling in on this, ladies and gentlemen, and we all need to do it. Tell them they need to get this bill to the floor for a vote. That's all they got to do. And we have got to do this, ladies and gentlemen. If we lose it now, it dies. when this Congress goes out and the new one is in, this bill dies. It's no longer there. The only way to get it back up is to get it passed through the House and then to get it back to the Senate. And we know that the House is not going to do a dang thing about it. So I'm hoping that Nancy Pelosi, you know, has some kind of either epiphany or resigns before the first of the year. Cannot fathom that woman being in charge, but we're in deep trouble as it is. So, again, and thank you to, I want to say it was from Kansas, John, that called, that corrected me on it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever catch me telling anything wrong, or you suspect it to be wrong on this show, call immediately. Correct me. Because my mistake last week, John, I had about 15 calls. They went to DesertEagleShooters.com, got my phone number, and called me after the show. I can't find this. What I'm looking at is about 3D guns and everything. And I explained to them my mistake. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am human. Unfortunately, I am worse than some right now with my memory. And if you ever see something that I say that you're questioning or doesn't sound right or you know is incorrect, call into the show and let us know, please. Because I wasted an hour and a half last week, John, with the wrong bill number. And
it happens. We're human. We make mistakes. And it got corrected, thankfully, Bush, before the show was over. And that's water under the bridge. Let's just move on from there, Jimmy.
All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, 202-224-3121. This weekend was a good weekend. We had a young man that is out here before come out. He works on these pipelines and things, and his family is down in Houston. Has the people that he works with all week long, but all of us know that when you work with somebody all week long, you don't really want to spend your weekend with them or the day and a half off that you have. And Mike has been coming out here and visiting with us, and it's a joy. It is a joy. The young man is a shooter, but as far as the technical aspects of it and reloading and stuff, I get so tickled at him because this weekend he came out, and Teresa and I had been casting bullets on Saturday, well, actually all last week, getting our lead bullet supply for pistols and rifles up. And he was amazed. You make your own bullets? And I'm like, yeah, come here and I'll show you. And it just amazed him. And ladies and gentlemen, and I don't care, it doesn't have to be a cockeye hit the whirling device situation. If you can cast your own bullets and make your own bullets for handgun or rifle, you're 10 steps ahead of most people that reload, that use factory bullets and everything and have to order them. Now, true, you can order jacketed bullets and precision bullets and everything else by 500, 1,000 rounds. Most of them are in a 100-round container. Some of the bigger bullets are 50 bullets per box. But when you get into reloading, look at all aspects of it and consider the fact that if you've got a bullet mold, or let's say for 45 ACP, you can get either a 2-cavity or 6-cavity bullet mold from Lee, and you can go on our website, go over to the products, go over to the Lee, download the catalog. In the last three pages, we have a break.
We do. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It will be Monday, the 10th of December. It looks like I'll be speaking in Indianapolis. I'm working with Paul Begley. He's setting up a program there in Indianapolis. Sometime in the early spring, it looks like. Nothing definite yet, but it'll be a lot of fun. And as this thing develops, I'll let you know. I'm also looking for a marketing person. This is a part-time paid position to market John Moore to get speaking engagements. If you're interested, my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm getting some interesting inquiries, and if you're a marketing person and would like a part-time position, contact me and I'll give you the details. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. At website deserteagleshooters.com. Yeah, question or comment, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, the gun culture, legislation, which we're talking about a little bit this morning. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We were talking about bullet casting and everything. And we were discussing the 45 ACP and your go-to handgun, your go-to round and everything. With a real simple reloading kit, like a Lee Hen loader. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the simplest of all reloading kits. Lee is bringing more and more calibers back in this each year. Teresa and I have several calibers of the Lee kit what you would say were obsolete, but no caliber is obsolete if you like it. And if you had that, primers, powder, and a bullet mold, say for a 230-grain round-nose bullet, you could find wheel weights, plumbing lead. I don't really recommend getting the lead out of batteries. It's very hazardous, but that is a source. But you could cast your own lead bullets with just a simple pot and a heavy metal spoon. You don't have to have all the fancy stuff, electric furnaces and stuff like we run in the shop. It's a very simple process. In fact, one of my favorite movies, The Patriot, several times in that movie, it shows Mel Gibson casting round balls for his rifle and for his pistol.
You know, what he's using his raw material for the source of lead
was his source of lead was his dead son's metal soldiers that he had collected and painted.
Right. Well, they were lead soldiers from his son who'd been murdered by the British Army.
Right. And amazing enough, in the last battle that they show, where he finally gets the butcher, I'm trying to think of his name, was a real person, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He melts the last of his son's lead soldiers and makes a bullet out of it, and a little bit of the paint is on the bullet that you can see. But that's the process, ladies and gentlemen. It goes back to as long as we've had guns, as long as we've had firearms. They've cast a projectile for it. The gunsmiths that made the Kentucky and the Hawken rifles and everything, when the owner got his rifle, he also got a bullet mold that the gunsmith had made that cast a round ball or, in some cases, a slug that fit that rifle. So the new owner would have the rifle and the bullet mold. And out here in, well, actually, all across the United States, there are lead mines. You will not find them listed nowadays under lead. You will find them listed under their technical name, galena. And most of the states from the Appalachians west, somewhere in that state is a galena mine. And if you can locate it and study the process a little bit, you have an unending source of pure lead. So the hazards of it is, with bullet casting, ladies and gentlemen, do not inhale the fumes. When we cast out in the shop, I've got a window directly over the lead pot, and I have a fan that ventilates that area constantly. And that is the main hazard to it. Now, some people say, well, handling lead, you'll get it into your system, through your skin, and we're at the bottom out of the break.
We are. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done. Funny how it always goes with love when you don't look defined.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. January morning on Monday, 10th. Of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Soon to undergo another change. We're focusing on the 15th, which may or may not happen, for launching the new version of my website, thelibertyman.com. I'm also looking for a marketing person, probably more than one, quite frankly, to help me get speaking engagements. This is a paid position, paid part-time position. If you're interested, my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, join the hundreds of my listeners who have gotten relief, literally many hundreds over the past 8 years, that have relief from joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, and are getting a great night's sleep as well. That's because of the energy cleaner for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. You'll be very glad you did. The combination of the two is what most people are doing these days. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We take 2 hours to talk about anything and everything to do with the gun culture. Our guest for Firearms Monday is Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com, a great place to educate yourself and get some help with your firearms. Right, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And we try to help everybody out that we can. We're still waiting for some components to get in for OOPS kits for a few people. And it's amazing this time of year. Like-minded people think just alike, and supplies kind of dwindle. So you might, you know, if you can't find what you're looking for, give us a shout. Drop us an email go to DesertEagleShooters.com, and you can, at the top on the contact, it's got all of our information. Drop us an email, let us know what you're looking for, and we'll see if we can find it for you. We have a fairly extensive source of suppliers that we can go through and find combinations, different items. It's amazing, John. Sometimes it's get part of it from this supplier and part of it from that supplier, and then the final component get it from a third source. But we do our best, ladies and gentlemen, to get what everybody needs. And your tip of the day, John, body armor and
helmets and gas masks.
We do.
Right.
We do carry the gas masks. We don't carry, but we do have sources for them that we can get them. The ballistic panels and the ballistic helmets we do carry. Right now, our stock is semi-limited, but we do have a few in stock now. We've got orders in for others. And ladies and gentlemen, on ballistic panels, please, unless you are 20 years to 30 years old in excellent shape, be very cautious about the steel body panels, the body armor, ladies and gentlemen. A complete kit, which is front and rear panels and the plate carrier, without adding any holsters, handguns, mag pouches, or anything else to it, averages 54 pounds. Now, yes, you're carrying it on your chest, close to your body, but it is going to wear out your legs if you are not used to working with this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. We carry a polymer panel that is rifle rated, and in fact, I've got to get the pictures over to Tim to get them back up on our page. But John, I tested the polymer panel at 50 yards with a 308 shooting Lake City Full Metal Jacket ball ammo, and it did not penetrate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a note about body armor. I don't care what you see in the movies. When you see these guys with body armor and they're getting hit front and back and lapping and shooting back, that don't happen. What body armor is designed to do is to prevent you from getting new holes in your body and bleeding out, or severe damage to internal organs from the shock trauma of the bullet penetrating. Body armor, when it absorbs that round hitting it, is like you getting hit with a truck. I've been there. I took 3 rounds in the back with standard Kevlar from a .45. The guy was less than 10 feet. It was aborting. It went very, very bad. And I went down like a sack of wet sand, John. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, every bit of that energy from that handgun is transmitted to that body armor, and it spreads it out. And it's a little gross, but when they cut my body armor off, John, my back was already black and blue from my belt loops almost to my neck, and it was starting to turn green going around the sides. That's how much energy it transposed, ladies and gentlemen. I learned to live on my belly when I slept for about a month and a half. And I don't sleep on my belly, John. It don't work. But if you're looking at body armor, take a look at the polymer. You can contact us. We'll send you all the data sheets from independent testing and everything else. And the prices on it for the standard 10 by 12, I think, are $235 a panel. And the 11 by 14, which are the large panels, I think those are $275 or $280 a panel. And ladies and gentlemen, if you already have the plate carrier, you don't have to buy a new plate carrier. You can buy new panels and slide them in. On the pistol-rated body armor, we've got panels, John, that range anywhere from $90, which will slip into your backpack. We sell a lot of those at gun shows that parents buy to put in their kids' backpacks, John, for school.
Right.
20 years ago, if you and I had talked about that, we'd have been labeled as nutcases and conspiracy theorists. But nowadays, it's a common concern for parents. And you hear my Theodore's tail going there on the floor. He had to come in and see how Daddy's doing this morning. I got to put a picture of Theodore up on the webpage, guys.
You should do that, yes. People would love to see that.
Yeah, Theodore, my big baby. He's looking at me in his eye with his big brown eyes going, baby. Yeah, he got a little gray chin, but he's my baby. And but ladies and gentlemen, if you've got concerns, if you've got questions about body armor, you contact us. The pistol body armor light body armor is pistol rated. And we have a discreet plate carrier that goes under your shirt. And it doesn't stand out, John, like the big Kevlar body armor does that you're so accustomed to, ladies and gentlemen. The Kevlar is roughly an inch and a half thick, depending on what level rating and who made it. And summertime, if your temperatures get over 80 degrees where you live or the humidity is high, they are miserable. Just ask your police officers. Like I said, unless you're in really great shape, those steel plates and everything get very, very heavy, very, very fast. And, the complete with a plate carrier and the polymer body panels, John, you drop a, kit from 54 pounds to 11 pounds. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's over 40 pounds of weight saving right there. And if you add a couple of mag pouches to the front, or you take and put your universal pistol holster on the front, I always mount mine in a cross draw fashion, and you get all that equipment on there, you've now brought that, what was a 54 pound kit, now 11, you've brought it up to about 14 or 15. With the steel kit and everything, you're bouncing close to 60 pounds or better, depending on how much ammunition and how big the mags are. And ounces become pounds, ladies and gentlemen, as you walk. So,
well, a couple of things there. First of all, it was pretty common for GIs going into the bush, both in Vietnam and today, to carry 100 pounds total. And we do have a caller here. We'll get to the caller in a moment. It's real important to get a backpack with a frame, a padded frame that will transfer the weight to your hips. That's where you want the weight, is on your hips, not your shoulders. And good quality padded shoulder straps, of course, and a chest strap to hold it all together.
Oh yes,
and this brings up a secondary issue which I don't want to dwell on, but women cannot carry very much weight. In fact, their women in the Army are prohibited from carrying more than 25% of the body weight, or 25 pounds, whichever is greater. Let's get to our caller here. We've got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, you know, I'm glad you brought up the plate situation. There's been a a physics question that goes around and around in my head, and as tricky as I think I might be, I have never been able to figure this out. I want to, first of all, I'd love for you to tell us how much a carrier with your whatever their vinyl or whatever that material is, plates would be.
Polymer.
I'd be curious.
Mm-hmm.
Polymer. I'd like to know how much that is, but the question, the physics question, and I've never been, when I picked up a used Kimber for somebody recently, unbelievable. I would have never let this pistol go had I owned it. I fired it three times. My two of the shots went through the same hole. They were all bullseyes. What a wonderful piece of equipment. But the point is, with the 45, with their ridiculous knockdown power, and we all know it's essentially legendary, you've got the pistol in your hand, okay? And you pull the trigger, and of course there's a recoil. But where the bullet hits, the trauma is nothing like what happens to your hand. If there is any truth to equal and opposite reactions, then shouldn't your hand be experiencing something similar to what the person on the other end? And how in the world does that sort of power come out of your hand and wind up flipping a full-grown man in the air? How in the world? That doesn't even make sense to me.
Well, the flipping the man in the air is quite a bit Hollywood. However,
okay,
it does happen. If a person is off balance in their right stance and you hit them sure high enough,
uh-huh,
with a heavy enough bullet,
yeah,
it may not totally flip them, but it is going to throw them down pretty solid.
Well, that's kind of what
now,
I mean, just knock them off their feet, yeah.
Right. Now, that is why we carry handguns, is to knock someone off their feet, to put them down, to stop the threat, is the technical term.
Sure.
Your physics question, I love it, because I've actually had to explain this before.
Well, this is going to be great, because I've been wondering about this for 10 years.
Oh, you're going to love it. The answer is so simple.
Really?
The geometry built into the handgun.
Yes.
The angle of the grip. A good example is a Glock and a 1911.
Okay.
Myself, if I shoot a Glock, I'm going to hit the ground about 15 feet in front of me every time until my mind takes over and says, okay, the grip angle is different. Rotate your wrist. With the 1911, I'll sit there and put them center mass of the target all day long out to 50 yards because I'm of the grip angle. It is the 1911 has what is known as a natural grip angle, and that's the way that they built it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually developed for instinctive shooting, and that's
perfect,
a whole different subject. But the grip angle, where the energy part of your question comes in, is the slide.
Oh. And
the weight of the slide takes the energy that's developed from firing the bullet, and it works exactly like a shock absorber in your car.
Okay.
You have the spring that keeps the slide forward,
right,
that the energy from the bullet has to overcome, and as it overcomes the tension of the spring, the slide, with its weight, starts going back and starts absorbing the energy that is coming in the opposite direction. Again, going back to the equal and opposite direction.
Right.
As that works, the combination of the grip angle, the weight of the slide, the weight of the gun, and everything working together, your muscles absorb it. And that was one of the problems that I had with revolvers. Now, my first .44 mag was a Ruger Super Blackhawk.
Right.
And shooting the Blackhawk, because of the way the frame was designed, the muzzle blast caused the pistol to rotate in my hand. The muzzle would come up, got to the top of its movement, and then drop back down.
Mm-hmm.
When Dirty Harry came out, my brother had to have a Model 629.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he actually traded his Blackhawk for a 629, mm-hmm. and we went to the range.
Okay.
The way the grip angle on a 629 is, rather than that barrel rolling up, it transmitted all that energy straight back. And we've got a break.
We do have a break. Gentlemen, hold on. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Drift through the years.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 10th day of December. Yes, I am looking to hire a part-time marketing person. If you would like to help me get jobs, speaking engagements, contact me at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's Firearms Monday. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, we were talking about the swap between the Blackhawk to the 629. And my brother and I went out to the range, and of course, with a 44 mag, even with a 45 ACP, don't limit yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to 20 feet and inside. Get accustomed to shooting, you know, 50 yards, 100 yards. My brother and I sat there and would warm up at 25, and then from then on, it was how far we could shoot and hit our targets. And my brother was marvelous with his 44 mag. A phone book at 200 yards didn't have a snowball's chance of surviving. One ranging round and everything else was right in there. But back to the 629. Went out to the range, and we spent the day shooting not just the handguns, but the rifles and 45-70s and all the stuff that we took and we went and had fun with. The next morning when I got up, my shoulders were sore. And I just figured it was because of the day and other things. Plus, I'd gotten home and done some work around the house and didn't think anything else about it. Worked that week. Following week, my brother and I went out to the range again for a little bit. And again, handguns out there at extended distance. And, my bride just brought me bagels with cream cheese, John.
Uh-huh.
But
you need a little
locks
on there.
Yeah, well, maybe. Again, when we got up the next day, my brother called me and asked me if my shoulders were sore, and I said, yeah. And what we figured out, Rick, was that 629 transmitting all of that energy straight back, we were not accustomed to that recoil. And after the first or second round out of that handgun, we were tensing up. And instead of allowing our arms to absorb the energy from it and dissipate it, we were tensing up, and it was transmitting every bit of the energy from that 245 or 300 grain bullet or whatever it was that we were shooting out of the 44 mag from that Model 29 directly into our shoulders.
Okay. And I got some follow-up on that. We do have a top-of-the-hour break, everybody. We'll be right back.
All right. I got a bagel scare.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic.